Rahwamutan has secured his third consecutive presidency of New Caledonia's Congress. The pro-independence Kanak leader registered a convincing victory on Wednesday, securing 29 out of the 54 available votes for the speaker-like role. Anti-independence groups fielded two candidates, Virgin Rafanak of the Rassemblement Party, the leading anti-independence party, who won 7 votes, while Annie Kaize of the Caledonia Ensemble Party won 6 votes. The balance was made up of 12 blank votes or abstentions. Journalist Nick McClellan, a longtime specialist on New Caledonian politics, joins me now. Welcome, Nick. What's the significance of this result?
There's a number of key outcomes. Firstly, Rahwamutan's not a bad president of the Congress. I think many politicians feel he's done a good job at a time that New Caledonia's politics are polarised since the 2018 referendum on self-determination. More importantly, the 29 votes that he got included 26 members of the independence parties, but also 3 votes from the new Wallisian party, Éveil Océanien, that's Pacific Awakening. The small group holds just 3 votes, but it's the balance of forces between supporters and opponents of independence, and they threw those votes behind the independence campaign. It's a sign of the dialogue between the large Wallisian, Tahitian, Futunan population in New Caledonia with Indigenous Kanaks as they look to the future. And symbolically, this vote retains what's been called the Islander majority in the Congress. The other key point, however, and I think the most important, is that the failure of the anti-independence forces to unite around one candidate shows significant bitter divisions within the anti-independence camp. There were attempts to forge a deal between the Avenir en Confiance coalition, that's 3 anti-independence parties that are united together in a parliamentary group, and Philippe Gomez's Caledonia Ensemble Party. They couldn't agree for various reasons on one candidate for the position and split the vote. And indeed, Madame Rufinac only got the 7 votes from her own party, Rassemblement. The other members of the Avenir en Confiance, this anti-independence coalition, voted blank. It's put in an empty envelope into the ballot box. It's a signal of the disenchantment, the disagreement that goes in. Now, these parliamentary manoeuvres are a reflection of broader debates as New Caledonia heads towards a referendum on the 12th of December this year.
Yes, and with that coming up, how important is it in terms of positioning, I guess, for the FLNKS, having both the presidency of the government and the presidency or the speaker's position in Congress?
I think it's very important at this time. Just earlier this month, President Louis Mapu, a member of the Union for National Independence parliamentary group, was elected as president of the government of New Caledonia. And he will now be attending on the 6th of August the virtual forum leaders meeting, bringing the voice for the first time in 40 years of a Kanak independence leader as head of government in New Caledonia and talking at regional level, you know, as a supporter of independence. Having the leadership of the Congress is important, given that it has a role in setting, you know, the agenda of the Congress, looking at what legislation moves forward, has a role in allocating positions within the Congress and executive and so on. So once again, a significant position. I think also it just puts winds in the sail of the independence movement as they head towards December the 12th. France unilaterally set the date for this referendum, and the division within the anti-independence camp is obviously something that the FLNKS is not exactly unhappy about.
And the truth of the matter is, when you do when you crunch the numbers, both the past referendums have been close, but have been no votes. And even if every Kanak, every pro-independence Kanak on the current voter lists votes yes, they still need the support from elsewhere to get over that line.
The Kanak people have been made a minority in their own country after generations of settlement, colonial settlement and migration. At the last census, the Kanaks are still only about 40% of the population. There's a large Walisian, Futunan, Tahitian community, people who came in the 1960s, and a significant population of people of European heritage. Also quite a lot of intermarriage in this over the generations. So the Kanak for a long time have been saying, we need to build links with the people dubbed the victims of history, the descendants of the settlers, the convicts, the migrants who've come to New Caledonia. There's been a lot of talk of building a common destiny. And I think, you know, the symbolism of this new Walisian party backing the Speaker in the Congress, you know, it's a sign that beyond the obvious parliamentary manoeuvring, the political games that happen in any parliament, there's also a debate going on as people look to see what's going to happen. So there's no guarantee that the Indigenous Kanak movement and their supporters in the independence movement will win the December referendum, but it's a sign that the debate is going on and people are looking to determine what will happen into the future, particularly as in a country battered by the COVID pandemic, battered by the economic fallout of border closures and so on. It's going to be a tough call to win this referendum for the independence movement, but they've edged closer in 2018 and 2020, and there's a significant opportunity in December this year.